Today's daf is Sanhedrin daf Yud Gimel, and we are at the third wide line on daf Yud Beis Amid Beis, the two dots, Reb Shimon ben Yehuda Omer Mishum Reb Shimon. Today's daf is being learned as a schus for Achenu Bnei Yisrael Hanasunu Batzara Vashivya. Today's daf is also being learned as a schus Refu Shalema for Rechama Rivka Bas Rachel, Zisul Rachel Bas Alta Frumit, and Yehonatan Eitan ben Batsheva Bracha. So we're moving along still in the first perek of Maseches Sanhedrin, specifically the sugyas that deal with the laws of Ibur Shana. More specifically, the Gemara brought a Buraisa, a three-way machloikis tanon, how to understand the pasuk in Divrei Hayomim Beis, perek lamid, pasuk yud ches. The pasuk is describing the inauguration, the onset of the reign of the great king Chizkiyo. The pasuk discusses how Chizkiyo oversaw the bringing of a Korban Pesach, and in the midst of the many, many psukim, it says the following: Ki marbis ha'am rabas me Ephraim u Menashe Yisachar zvulun loy hi tehoru ki achlu es ha'pesach b'loy ha'kosuv ki espalu yichizkiyo aleim lemar Hashem ha'toiv yichaper bat. So it's not clear what exactly is going on, but Chizkiyo is davening to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he says Hashem ha'toiv yichaper bat because of something that took place in the context of this Korban Pesach. The Gemara said that it was a major machlokes tanaim what Pashup shot in that story was. Rabbi Yehuda said that what happened was that Chizkiyo HaMelech had been ma'aber the shana. He added an extra adar. And the reason he did it was because there were many, many Yidden that were tameh, and the Yidden we're not going to be tahar on time to be able to bring the Korban Pesach. Korban Pesach is brought in Chodesh Nisan, so he had a good idea. Let's be Ma'abar Dashana, we'll add an extra Adar, so that by the time Chodesh Nisan comes around, the Yidin would already be tahar. That was a mistake, and the reason it was a mistake is because E Ma'abar Nes Hashana B'pnei Atoma, and it's for that reason that Chizkiyo HaMelech Davind Hashem HaToiv Yichaper Ba'at. Reb Shimon said that that's not the reason that Chizkiyo Davind, but rather the reason he Davind was because Chizkiyo was Ma'abar the Shana, true, and he made a mistake when he was Ma'abar the Shana, also true, but the mistake was something else. The mistake was that he was Ma'abar the Shana on the 30th day of Adar. Now, the halacha is Ein Ma'abrim Nisan B'Nisan. He wasn't Ma'abrim Nisan B'Nisan, but he did the next best thing. He violated Shmuel's Memra, which states that you can't be Ma'abrim the Shana even on a day when it's Roy to be Chodesh Nisan. Meaning the 30th day of Adar, which can be either the first day of Nisan, or if they're Ma'abrim the Chodesh, the last day of Adar, is a day that you're also not allowed to be Ma'abrim the Shana. Chizkiyo HaMelech was Ma'abrim the Shana on that day. It was wrong, and that's why he davened Hashem HaToiv Yichaper Ba'at. The third time that the Braisa brought was Reb Shimon ben Yehuda in the name of Reb Shimon. So really, two of the three reasons that the Braisa give are Reb Shimon. One is Stam Reb Shimon, the other is Reb Shimon ben Yehuda, who had a different version of what Reb Shimon said, and that is Mepnei Sheheshies Yisroel Lasis Pesach Sheni. It's because he pushed the Yidden off to Pesach Sheni. So he wasn't Ma'abrim the Shana, but rather what he did was he told the Yidden that, listen, you guys are Tameh, as a result, you can't bring the Korban Pesach the way you're supposed to. Let's, as a result, push off the Korban Pesach until Pesach Sheni. Of course, there's a Parsha Pesach Sheni stating that what Chizkiyo HaMelech did was wrong. Why was it wrong? The Gemara is about to explain. And it's for that reason he davened Hashem HaToiv Yichaper Ba'ad. Either way, with that introduction bringing us up to speed, Zok the Gemara, Shimon ben Yehuda, Imer, Mishum, Rab Shimon, Bnei Shehesh, Yes, Yisrael, Lassus, Pesach, Shei, Freik, the Gemara, Heichidami. What exactly was the scenario? Amar Rav Ashi, Sir Rav Ashi said, the Metzias was, where the Yidden at that time were literally 50-50. tamei and tahar. The nashim mashlimos letahirim va'oitfos aleihem. However, that was only the men. The women were all tahar, and because the women were tahar, so what emerged then was that the majority of yidden were tahar. So if you would take a census just of the men, it was 50-50 tamei tahar. If you would include the women into the equation, then there would have been more tahar than tamei. Now, meikara savar, initially Chizkiyahu HaMelech was of the opinion that nashim Rishon Chayva, that women are obligated to bring the Karban Pesach. If that's the case, it emerges then that of all the Yidden that have an obligation to bring the Karban Pesach, a miut of them are Tameh, but the majority of them are Tar. Why? Because half the men are Tahar and the women are Tar. So it comes out most of the people that are Chayiv in this Karban are actually Tar. If that's the case, he said, perfect. The ones that are Tameh should get pushed off to the Pesach Sheni, because Umiyutam Mitchol Pesach Sheni, because that's the din. The din is that a minority of Yidden always get pushed off to the Pesach Sheni. So if a minority of Yidden are Tameh, what do? That's the Parasha Pesach Sheni. So Chizkiyahu takes all these Yidden that are Tameh, half the males, and he says, you're going to bring the Pesach Sheni. That's initially what he did. But then he realized he made a mistake. Because Nashim Barishim Rishos, because really women are not obligated to bring in the Karban Pesach. And if that's the case, the Havalu Tameim Ruba, the Ruba Lay Mitchel Pesach Sheni. And if that's the case, so what emerges is that it's really 50-50. And if it's really 50-50, so then the majority are Tameh, and if the majority are Tameh, you can't push off the majority of Yidden to the Pesach Sheni, and if you can't push off the majority of Yidden to the Pesach Sheni, and he had pushed them off to the Pesach Sheni, so he realized he made a mistake, and that's why he davened, and he said, Hashem HaToiv Yechaper Bad. If you take a look at Rashi, Rashi says that even though the Gemara is saying Mechza al Mechza, 50-50, obviously 50-50 is Lav Dafka, and how do you know 50-50 is Lav Dafka? Because Lebesoif, when he realized that the women are really not included in the census, so it emerged that Roiv, wait, tell me, one second, I thought it was 50-50 without the women. So it's not Roiv. So Rashi says, obviously, the number 50-50 is Lav Dafka. But either way, what Chizkiyahu HaMelech did wrong was that he pushed the majority of the Yidden to a Pesach Sheni, where the halacha is that the only time there's a parasha of Pesach Sheni is if it's a minority of the Yidden, but the extent that it's a majority, then there is no parasha of Pesach Sheni. That was the mistake that Chizkiyahu HaMelech made. He actually realized he made a mistake, and when he realized he made a mistake, he said, Hashem HaToiv Yechaper Bad. And what is this mistake totally in? It's telling you whether or not the women are included in the Chiyuv, whether the women are not included in the Chiyuv, which by the way is a major sugya in Masechtas Pesachim, which of course is not the sugya that we're learning right now. But the bottom line is, we have three mahalchen in terms of what it was that Chizkiyahu was davening for when he said, Hashem HaToiv Yechaper Bad. Either it was because of the fact that he was Ma'aber as Ashana b'tnei Atoma, or it was because he was Ma'aber Nisan b'Nisan, which the Gemara clarified means he was Ma'aber Nisan on the 30th day of Adar, or it's because Roiv of Klal Yisrael was Tameh, and he pushed off Roiv of Klal Yisrael to the Pesach Sheni, which is not something that you're supposed to do. So the Gemara Gufa Amar Shmuel. Shmuel said, Eim Rabban HaShana, B'yom Shloishim Shen Adar, Hayov Roiv L'Koyvoy Nisan. So you can't be Ma'aber HaShana on the 30th day of Adar, being that the 30th day of Adar could technically be Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Says the Gemara Bruah Mai, what would be if the Bezdin was Ma'aber, meaning they were Ma'aber HaShana on the 30th day of Adar? Bidiyevet. Amar Ula said, Ein Mekachin as a Chodesh. And the way the Rishonim explained this is that the Ibr Shana for sure is going to go into effect. So if then Ma'aber Bidiyevet, the Ibr Shana is for sure the Ibr Shana. But what Ula is saying is, at the same time, you're not Mekadesh the Chodesh. So you're not going to be Mekadesh this Chodesh as being Adar Sheni. So every single month, Bezdin had a mitzvah, Chodesh Azelochem, right? There's a mitzvah of Kiddush HaChodesh. This month, we're Bezdin, by mistake, they weren't supposed to, were Ma'aber the Shana on Lamed Adar, even though now, this day is going to be Rosh Chodesh Adar Sheni, and it's no different than any other month that requires a Kiddush HaChodesh, stating that, being that what was done was wrong from the standpoint of the Ibur HaShana, So it impacts the Ibra Chodesh and Ein Mekachin as HaChodesh. Kid Shumai. Let's say they were Mekadesh the Chodesh. Then what? Amar Rava, Rava said, Botel HaIbor. Ad Kidei Kach. If they go and they Mekadesh the Chodesh now, they make it Rosh Chodesh Adar Sheni. Now it's going to be Rosh Chodesh Adar Sheni. But the point is, if they physically Mekadesh the Chodesh, at that point, it's Mevatel the Ibor. Rav Nachman, Amar Rav Nachman says, no, Mu'ubar u'mekudosh. No, absolutely not. The Ibor Hashana stays in effect, and the Kiddush HaChodesh is going to stay in effect. Now, what's this big deal? That because you're being Ma'abar the Shana on Lamed Adar, so that's a reason that L'chatchile ein Mekadesh as HaChodesh, and Ad Kidei Kach, Rava says, that Kiddushu b'di'evet batel ha'Ibor. The reason is, because really, you're not supposed to be Ma'abar the Shana on this day. Right? This is something that you're not supposed to do. So even if b'di'evet you did it, and even though b'di'evet if you did it, it's going to be done, but at the same time, we try to be a little low-key about the fact that today is a day that's taka ra'oi for Chodesh Nisan. If you're going to go now and you're going to be mekadesh the Chodesh on the day that you were also ma'aber the shana, so now it's going to be very evident in a public, in a presumistic way, that today was the day that was ra'i to be Rosh Chodesh Nisan, and that we violated the halach of Shmuel. So it's for that reason we don't do it. So l'chatchila you for sure don't do it. B'di'evet Rava says ad kidei kach batal ibur, and Nachman says no. B'di'evet it's going to be ma'uber u'mekudash. Amalei Rava the Rav Nachman. So Rava told Rav Nachman, according to you, that in the event that Bezdin, again, was Ma'aber the Shana on Lamed Adar, and then they were also Mekadesh that day, as Rosh Chodesh Adar Sheni Mechti. I have a problem. Mipur Yilapischa Talsin Yoyim Adar. From Purim until Pesach, this is easy math, we know it's 30 days. Mipur Yadarshin Abelchas HaPesach. And from Purim, we start Darshin Hilchas Pesach. The Tanya we learned to the Brais. Shoyim Hilchas HaPesach, Koydim LePesach, Shalishim Yoyim. We start learning the laws of Pesach before Pesach 30 days. Shimon Gamliel Loimer, Shtei Shabbos. It's not 30 days, it's 2 weeks, right? When do you start learning Hilchas Pesach? You start learning Hilchas Pesach on Purim. We've spoken that in the past, the tshuva from Rav Shloimeh Kluger, in the Shailos HaTshuvos HaElof L'Chos Shloimeh, that if a Rav on Purim is asked two questions, he's asked a question in Hilchos Pesach, and he's asked a question in Hilchos Purim. Which one has the Kedima? Which one is he supposed to answer first? They're both in Yonah D'Yayma. It's Purim, so obviously that's in Yonah D'Yayma, but Pesach is also in Yonah D'Yayma, because Umipur your darshina b'hilchas Pesach. He's supposed to start darshining hilchas Pesach apur. But either way, what was Rav's kasha to Rav Nachman v'chimati reish yarcha? So it's going to come out that the oil from Purim they're already learning hilchas Pesach. Now Rosh Chodesh is going to come along mirachkinle, and if the oil is going to tell them that you should know on Rosh Chodesh Nisan in their minds, it's really not Rosh Chodesh Nisan today, but it's Rosh Chodesh Adar Sheni. The Olam is going to be merachik them. The Olam is not going to take them seriously. And osi lizilzuli bechametz. And you know how they're going to be mezalzel and chametz? Because they're going to count another 15 days. They're going to prabe Pesach now for a week. And it's going to come out that when the real Pesach comes, which is a month later because they were really ma'abed Hashana, they're not going to be celebrating Pesach. So if that's the case, Rava tells Rav Nachman, according to you, why are you not worried about the zilzel? Now, why is this only a kasha according to Rav Nachman? This is a kasha according to Rava as well. So the way Rashi explains it, the way the Rishonim HaMefarish, that Bishloim, according to me, Rava, we're not going to be Mekadesh the month of Adar Sheni. By not being Mekadesh the month of Adar Sheni, there'll be no Kiddush HaChodesh. Everyone's going to chop something's a little different. And being that everyone's going to chop something's a little bit different, so this will be the Shemira where people will realize that even though we've been learning Hilchas Pesach already for 2 weeks, but at the same time, no, obviously something ended up happening. But according to you, there's no shinuyim. Because according to you, they're being Mekadesh the Chodesh. Now, they're being Mekadesh Adar Sheni, they're not being Mekadesh Nisan. But things get lost sometimes in the nuance. And as a result, they are being Mekadesh the Chodesh. So if they're being Mekadesh the Chodesh, so why are you not worried? I think the concern, Rava tells Rav Nachman, is a much bigger concern according to you than it is according to me. Amaleis, Rav Nachman said, I hear what you're saying, Rava. But nunu, meaning made the idea, the shasim abarta, b'chushman atalim. At the end of the day, the Jews chap that anywhere up until Rosh Chodesh Nisan, there's always a possibility that something's going to go down. Amri chush ben Ehud lo yisalku l'rabbanan ad hashto. And there's a very good chance that the Olam is going to say that I believe that the year was pushed off and Pesach's not going to be for another month. I did with Mekadosh L'Chodesh, and I have been learning Hilchas Pesach for the last 2 weeks, but at the same time, we understand their Cheshbonis, and it could be the Cheshbonis didn't really fall into place until the very end of the month, and as a result, this is not a concern. So Rav Nachman said, I hear what you're saying, maybe it's a little bit more of a concern according to me than it is according to you, but at the end of the day, this is really, really not a concern. If you take a look at the last Tosfos on the Amud, Tosfos says that if we're worried about this, then why on the 29th day of Adar is there for sure no problem? On the 28th day of Adar, there's for sure no problem. And then presumably Beis Din was Mekadosh L'Chodesh, regular Adar Sheni, and the Olam has already been learning Hilchas Pesach for the last, okay, maybe not the full 2 weeks, but 10 days, 11 days, 12 days, 13 days, so it's a little bit sussum, ayin, Tosfos here on the bottom of the Amid Excel, either way. So the next part of today's daf, which really is the beginning of today's daf, is going to go back and discuss one of the reasons, one of the several reasons that the Gemara gave for which Beis Din was Ma'aber the Shana. So there were several brises, beginning on daf Yud Amid Beis, and really going through today's daf, that discuss different sivos and different impetus that Beis Din would use in order to be Ma'abar the Shana. The Braisa with the Hey Ayidiyah is in the middle and Daf Yud Aleph Amid Beis. The Braisa said, Tanu Rabbanan, Ashloisha Dvar Ma'abar Nas Hashana, Al Ha'oviv, Va'al Peiroys Ha'ilon, Va'al HaTkufa. So Al Ha'oviv means that if it comes Chodesh Nisan, and the Tfua is not maturing properly. Al Peiroys Ha'ilon means that if Beis Din chaps, that when Shavuos time comes, it's not going to be the Zman of Bikurim yet. The Al HaTkufa, or if the Tkufas don't align, these are all reasons to be Ma'abr the Shana. The Braisa said, Al Shnai Mehen Mi'abrin, Al Echad Mehen E Ma'abrin, stating that we saw there are secondary reasons that Beis Din can also use in order to be Ma'abr the Shana, and those secondary reasons can be used as a Sa'ad. So they're not a primary reason, but we need two reasons to be Ma'abr the Shana. These three are considered primary reasons, the other ones are considered secondary reasons. But either way, one of the reasons that was given was Al HaTkufa. So first of all, what does the Tkufa even mean? So we know that as Jews, our year is a lunar year, in contrast to the solar year, right? So in the secular world, the year is ending right now. It's the solar year. It's a 365-day year that's about to end. Yidin, Mispuraini, is not 365 days, it's 354 days. So our year is totally in 12 rotations, the earth and the moon, above my pay grade, but when that happens 12 times, that completes your 354-day year. In fact, the methodology of 354 days is 29 and a half times 12, because a month can be either 29 days or 30 days, Echad Mali, Echad Chaser, that's the way the year months shake out, right? It's always Mali Chaser, Mali Chaser, Mali Chaser. So the average month is 29 and a half days. 29 and a half times 12 is back of the envelope arithmetic. What you end up is with 354 days. Now the solar year is 365 days. In fact, more accurately, Rashi brings it in Chumash and Parashas Bereishis. We actually learned this together in Chumash here. 365 and a quarter. So it's 365 days and 6 hours. That's the exact solar year. Now the solar year is divided in four seasons. And in the words of Chazal, four tkufos. The four tkufos were tkufas Nisan, tkufas Tammuz, tkufas Tishrei, and tkufas Teves. Now, if a year is 365 days, solar year that is, so how many days is the solar year? So it's 365 and a quarter, divided by four, which gets you 91 days and 7.5 hours per tkufa. The bottom line is, that's the way it shakes out. Now, because the solar year and the lunar year operate on two completely different tracks, so b'meshach hazman, they can completely veer off, right? Because it's about 11 days or so off every single year. So multiply that by 10, they'll be off by 110 days, right? So the seasonal year and the lunar year can be completely different. It can't be that way. And it's for that reason Sometimes Beis Din had no choice but to manipulate the situation a little bit, to get involved, to make sure that everything would align. And that's what Tkufa means. So one of the reasons that Beis Din would be Ma'abed Hashana was Mipnei HaTkufa. Now if you take a look at Rashi, Le'il, Daf Yud Aleph Amud Beis, Dibra Maschel Va'ala Tkufa. I think it's good to see Rashi inside. Rashi said as follows. What does it mean Tkufa? Bein al Tkufas Tamuz, Shemisakeves Vinim Sheches, She'in tkufas tishrei noifeles ad avur achag ma'ab. So at tkufa, that would be a reason to be ma'ab of the Shana, could be if tkufas tamuz, which is the summer tkufa, is going too deep into chodesh tishrei. Meaning in a perfect world, what are the four tkufas? Nisan, tamuz, tishrei, and teves. By the way, this is obvious, but Nisan is the spring, right? Tamuz is the heat of the summer. Tishrei is the fall. And Teves is the dead of the winter. But the bottom line is, if Tammuz, which is the summer, its Tkufa starts getting a little too much into Chodesh Tishrei, which is in a perfect world when Tkufas Tishrei would start. So that's a reason to be Ma'abed Hashana. And Rashi continues, I'm skipping one line, Bein al Tkufas Teves, Shenimshach Zmano at Tezayim Benisan. Additionally, if Tkufas Teves goes a little too deep into the spring, into Nisan, that would also be reason. So Rashi out of the gate says, what does it mean tkufa? It's not all four tkufas. Two of the tkufas matter. If Tammuz is encroaching a little too much on to Tishrei, or if Teves is infringing a little too much into Nisan, those would be the two reasons for us to go ahead and be Ma'abar Dashan. Now, in terms of the detail of that, which is uber technical, that is going to be the topic of our portion of today's daf. We're going to make it up to the two dots, about 10 lines from the top of daf Yud Gimel on the days, and then we're going to return to our regular program, which is hashtag light daffin with light rain. But for now, the Gemara is going to go through in a little bit of a nuanced way the cheshbonus of the tkufa. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel, Rabbi Yehuda said the name of Shmuel, Eim Amar Des Hashana, when I'm Amar Des Hashana, Mipnei HaTkufa, that is, Elam Kein Hoysa, Tkufa Chesera, Rubei Shal Chodesh, unless the tkufa was Chaser, Rubei Shal Chodesh, and specifically, if Tkufas Tammuz goes into Chodesh Tishrei Rubei Shal Chodesh, the Kama Rubei Shal Chodesh, what does it mean Rubei Shal Chodesh? Shisha Asa Yoin, it means 16 days, Divi Rabbi Yehuda. If you take a look at the last Rashi on the Amid, so what does it mean Shisha Asa Yoin? The Tkufas Tishrei Nefeles B'Yudzai. So if Tkufas Tishrei, instead of falling out on Rosh Chodesh Tishrei, which is how it would fall out if the world was perfect, falls out on Yud Zayin, because the first 16 days was still chaser, it belongs to Tkufas Tammuz. Well, at that point, we're going to go and we're going to be Ma'aber the Shami. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda, Azoy Halt Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yosef. He says, Echad Ve'esrim Yom. It's not 16 days, but it's 21 days. Tap Rashi on Yud Gimel Amid Aleph, second line, Shet Tkufas Tishrei Nefeles B'Chav Beis. If Tkufas Tishrei falls out not on Yud Zayin, but it falls out on Chav Beis, that's when Ma'aber the Shami says, the Gemara B'Shem Nigre Echad Darshu. Sai Rabbi Yehuda and Sai Rabbi Yosef. See, they both formulated their positions from a pasuk, and not just from a pasuk. Mikra echad darshu. They got it from the same exact pasuk. So, what is this pasuk? It says the chag haasif tkufas hashana. The chag shavu is tasa lechabi kurei ktsir chitim. The chag haasif tkufas hashana. Now, which yontif is chag haasif? It's the yontif of Sukkot. And it says that the yontif of Sukkot is Tkufas Hashana. It has to fall out during the new Tkufa, which means the Tkufa that falls out Sukkot's time. Sukkot is in Chodesh Tishrei, which is Tkufas Tishrei. Now, Chag HaAsif, we just said, means Sukkot. But really, more accurately, when we talk about Sukkot from the standpoint of Chag HaAsif, it means Chol HaMoed Sukkot. And the reason it means Chol HaMoed Sukkot is because Chag HaAsif is referred to Chag HaAsif because it's the Yontif when you're being Asif, when you're gathering your crops from the field. You can't gather on Sukkot. That's a Malacha. When could you gather on Chol HaMoed? Now, even though we know there's a Nisim Malacha Chol HaMoed, major machlokes rishonim steer and toisus, whether it's in the deraisa, is it the rabbanon, but there are five reasons that we know you're allowed to do malacha chol HaMoed, davar avid, for example. But at the end of the day, that you for sure could sometimes do malacha on Chol HaMoed. So Chag Ka'asav Tkufas Hashanah is basically telling you that Chol HaMoed Sukkis has to align with the new Tkufa. Okay, so what's the machloikis? Whether when Ma'abed Hashanah falls on day 17, meaning day 16 or bust, or what's the Mekarta Shita that holds that if it falls on 22, that's when you Ma'abed Hashanah, because either it falls on day 21 or you're ready too late. Mar Savar Kule Chag Be'inan B'Tkufa Chadasha. Rabbi Yehuda says you need the entire Chol HaMoed to be with the new Tkufa. It's for that reason. When does Chol HaMoed Sukkah start? It starts on Tez Zayin Nisan, right? Midday Raisa, there's one day Yontif, which is Tezvav, not Nisan, Tishrei. Tezvav Tishrei, which means Chol HaMoed Sukkah starts when? On Tez Zayin Tishrei. So the Tkufa Sashana is going to be on Yud Zayin, so you don't have the entire Chag HaAsav in Tkufa Sashana. Thus, you have no choice. You got to bump it a full month. And you're going to go back already in Chodesh Adar, and you're going to add a month like this. You're not going to run into this issue. Umar Sabur is Rabbi Yosi Olds Mixas Chag Be'ina B'Tkufa Chadasha. You don't need that the entire Chol HaMoed should fall up at B'Tkufa Chadasha. As long as Mixas, as long as one day, that's going to be okay. When's the last day Chol HaMoed Sukkis? It's Chaf Aleph Tishrei. So as long as Chaf Aleph Tishrei is already the B'Tkufa Chadasha, that's going to be fine. Now if it's Chaf Beis, you're going to get one day, because that's already the last day of Sukkot, right? That's where Shmini Atzeres. So now you already missed it. If, however, it's going to be Chaf Aleph, so now it's going to be good. So really, this is all based on these technical numbers. Is it Yud Zayin Tishrei or is it Chaf Beis Tishrei? It's based on Chol HaMoed Sukkot. This is all about Chol HaMoed. Chag HaAsif Tkufa Sashana. Chol HaMoed has to fall out with the new Tkufa. And the Shail is, do you need the entire Chol HaMoed? Or is it enough if it's Mixas? If you need the entire Chol HaMoed, well then it better start on Tezayin. If it's enough Mixas, then it's enough if it starts on Chaf Aleph. And that's Shitas Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yosi respectively, that Yom Abed Hashanah falls out on Yud Zayin because you don't have the entire, or falls out on Chav Beis because you don't even have Mixas. But the Gemara says, my Kasav, what do these Tanam? Ikasav Yom Tkufa Goymer says, we're going to see in the course of the Cheshbon of the Gemara, there were two opinions amongst the Chachamim, whether the first day of the Tkufa is really considered the first day of the Tkufa, or it's considered the last day of the previous Tkufa. Now, it sounds a little bit like an oxymoron. Is the first day of the Tkufa the last day of the previous Tkufa? Right? What's the trick question here? But there were two opinions, it's based on the science, Shabbai, there were two opinions amongst the Chachamim, whether the first day is considered Taka, the first day, it's the new Tkufa, or that first day we still view as being part of the last day. So the Gemara just speaks out the obvious. What do the Chachamim hold? If they hold Yom Tkufa Goymer, that the first day is really not the first day, it's the last day of the previous Tkufa, right? If it's going to start the new Tkufa on Tez Zayin, but Tez Zayin is considered part of the previous Tkufa, well, that means the new Tkufa is not really going to start until Yud Zayin. So you don't have the ganze chag. And if it's going to start the new Tkufa on Yom Chaf Aleph, well, the first day is really the last day of the previous Tkufa, so again, you're not even going to have mixas. Eli, you have to say Kasavri, the Tanom, Sai Rabbi Yehuda, Sai Rabbi Yosi, held Yom Tkufa Mascho, that the Yom Tkufa is Mascho, so the first day of the Tkufa really is the first day of the Tkufa, and that's how they came up with, as long as it starts on Yom Tez Zayin, it's good. When do we push it off? When it's Yom Yud Zayin, according to Rabbi Yehuda, Chaf Aleph is good. When do we push it off? If it's Chaf Beis, I'll leave it to Rabbi Yosi. But the Gemara says Meisvei. So again, who said all this? Amar Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel. Rabbi Yehuda, in the name of Shmuel, says that I know two opinions amongst the Tanam, what it means that we're Ma'abed Hashanah b'pnei HaTkufa. It's referring to Tkufas Tammuz going too far into Chodesh Tishrei. What does too far mean? Rabbi Yehuda said day 17 is too far. Rabbi Yosi said day 22 is too far. Shneim mikra echad darshu chaga osif tkufa sashana, and they're both of the opinion that yoim tkufa mascha. Great Gemara. Two kashas from two brises. The first is more of a technical question as it relates to this shail of yoim tkufa maschel or yoim tkufa goymer. So we said, Sai Rabbi Yud and Sai Rabbi Yosi are of the opinion, yoim tkufa maschel. Faith Gemara is that true. Have a brise. So, yoim tkufa goymer, divi Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yosi, I mean yoim tkufa maschel. So Rabbi Yosi, l'shitasai, holds yoim tkufa maschel. That's gewaldig. The two Rabbi Yosis are wonderful. But Rabbi Yehuda, we have a stira, because from the aforementioned Rabbi Yehuda, it's mashma Rabbi Yehuda's yoim tkufa maschel. And here we have a Mufurisha price that Rabbi Yehuda, it's Yom Tkufa Goymer. This is the straightforward question. The next question is the trickier question. Oh, Tanya, we learned in a braisa. This braisa is a Tosefta right here, Masechta Sanhedrin. And this braisa is going to bring additional shitas as it relates to what it means. They were ma'abed shana b'tnei atkufa. Says the braisa. Ein ma'abed shana elam kein hoisa tkufa chaseira rubay shal chodesh. The only time of ma'abed shana is if the tkufa was chaseira rubay shal chodesh. Again, Tkufas Tammuz was infringing upon Tishrei, and it was Rubei Shal Chodesh. The Kama Rubei Shal Chodesh Shisha Asa Yoim 16 days. If these words feel like they sound familiar, it's because that is Rabbi Yehuda Shita according to Rabbi Yehuda Amara. In our Braisa, it's the Shita of the Tana Kama. Rabbi Yehuda has an opinion here, but it's a different opinion, which is the problem. Shtei Yadois Bachodesh. That no, you want to know what it means that the tkufas are not aligned, that we have to be ma'abed shana. If Tammuz infringes upon Tishrei, 2/3 of a month. Shtei yadois b'chodesh. So if the month is made up of 30 days, 2/3 will be 20 days, like the Gemara is about to say. V'kama shtei yadois b'chodesh, chaf yoim. It means 20 days. Rabbi Yossi says, mechashven shisha asa lefnei ha-pesach. We make a cheshven. And if it's 16 days lefnei ha-pesach, Ma'abrim will be ma'abrim. Shisha asa lefnei ha-chag, ein ma'abrim, we're not going to be ma'abrim. So what does this mean? So if you take a look at Rashi, Dibra Maskel, shisha asa lefnei ha-pesach ma'abrim. So Rashi says as follows. In tkufa shalifnei ha-pesach, right? Not sukkah, it's Pesach. If the tkufa before Pesach, the hainu tkufas teifes, chaseira shisha asar b'nisan, go 16 days into Nisan, so that the tkufa neifeles b'sheva asar, which means that the tkufa of Nisan is going to fall out on the 17th day of Nisan, then we're ma'aber the shana. And the reason is, says Rashi, shekishata moina b'sheva of Nisan. Because if you're going to count from the 17th day of Nisan, tzadik aleph yoim, l'tkufas Nisan, v'tzadik aleph yoim l'shel Tammuz, harehim kolim b'chaf aleph b'tishrei, it means that it's all going to end on Tishrei, u'tkufa noifeles v'chaf beis, and the tkufa is going to end up starting on chaf beis. So says Rabbi Yossi, that mechashvin shisha also lifnei Pesach Ma'abrim. If Tkufas Teves go 16 days into Chodesh Nisan, which means that Tkufas Nisan is going to start on Yud Zayin Nisan, then we're Ma'abrim. Not because we care about Chodesh Nisan, but because if you cheshben 91 days of Tkufas Nisan and then 91 days of Tkufas Tammuz, it comes out that Tkufas Tishrei is going to start on Chav Beis, and that's Rabbi Yossi L'Shitasai, who said, according to Rabbi Yudah Mashmul, Echad V'Asrim Yoy. So Rabbi Yossi is just telling you it in a funny way. Rabbi Yossi continued and made things even more complicated. He said, Shnisha Asa Lefnei Achag Ein Ma'abrim. If you're going to have Tkufas Tammuz go 16 days into Chodesh Tishrei, then you're not going to be ma'aber. Now the truth is, according to Rabbi Yossi, both Rabbi Yossis, which are the same Rabbi Yossi, not about 6 days, 16 days. It could be 17 days, 18 days, 19 days, 20 days, 21 days, right? It's up until Yom Chav Beis, the Gemara is going to ask that question. But either way, Rabbi Yossi is the third sheet. Rabbi Shimon says, Av shisha asa lefnei achag ma'abrim. If the tkufa of Tammuz goes 16 days into Chodesh Tishrei, that's enough to be ma'aber. If that opinion sounds familiar, that was Rabbi Yehuda, Mashmul's Rabbi Yehuda. It was also the Shita of the Tanakam and the Braisa. In fact, the Gemara is going to ask Rabbi Shimon Hainu Tanakamo. And finally, Achirim say Miyutai, that even a miyut of days is enough. Akam Miyutai, what's a miyutai? Arba Asa Yoim, 14 days, and the Gemara is going to be Mayrich in explaining what that means. But the bottom line is, what's the Kasha? We have one Kasha here. Right, we have one kasha. We have a whole bunch of opinions in this braisa that we didn't see in Rabbi Yehuda Mashmul. But that's not a kasha. There's one kasha. The kasha is, how does Rabbi Yehuda shtin? Rabbi Yehuda said in the name of Shmuel, what is the shita of the Tana Rabbi Yehuda? Eim abr nesashon lomkein hoisa tkufa chasei rubesh al chodesh, v'kama rubesh al chodesh, shisha asar yoim. What do you see over here? You see that the shita of Rabbi Yehuda is not 16 days, but the shita of Rabbi Yehuda is shtei yodois b'chodesh. And what does it mean, shtei yodois b'chodesh? It's chof yoim. And the truth is, there's really a double kasha if you want to learn this a mashu better. Number one, the numbers are off. According to Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel, it's 16 days, I'll leave it to the Tana Rabbi Yehuda. And according to the Braisa, it's 20 days. But more than that, because what emerged from Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel is that he holds that Yoim Tkufa is Mascha. And from the Shtei Yodos, you see that Yoim Tkufa is Goymer. And the reason you see that Yoim Tkufa is Goymer, because what's the cheshbon of 20 days? Right? Why would you say 20 days? That's a funny number. Why would the number be 20 days? The teretz is that the 20 of Rabbi Yehuda is really Rabbi Yossi. It's really Rabbi Yossi. Now, Rabbi Yossi said that it's 21, 22. Why is it 20? Oh, the teretz is because according to Rabbi Yossi, if the tkufa falls out on day 21, being that Yom Tkufa's maschel, so you have miktsas of chaga also betkufas hashana, it's going to be okay. Rabbi Yehuda must hold Yom Tkufa's goymer. So therefore, if it would fall out on day 21, really, it would be as if it fell out too late. If it falls out on day 20, so then already is when it's going to be good. But the bottom line is that you see, Sai Rabbi Yehuda's number is not 16, it's Rabbi Yossi. It's not that you need the entire chag betkufas hashana. It's enough that you need miktsas hachag, and he backs it up a day, obviously, because he's of the opinion yom tkufa goymer as opposed to yom tkufa maschel. So again, we have two kashas on Rabbi Yehuda HaMashmul. Rabbi Yehuda HaMashmul laid out two opinions amongst the Tanam in terms of women ma'abed hashana bepnei atkufa. He said, according to Rabbi Yehuda, 16 days is fine. It's when it falls in on day 17, it's a problem. According to Rabbi Yossi, 21 days is fine. It's when it falls on day 22, it's a problem. On what Rabbi Yehuda Mashmul said, Aliba de Rabbi Yehuda, we have two kashas. Number one, it's clear that he holds that according to Rabbi Yehuda, Yom Tkufa Maschel, right? Because otherwise day 21 would be too late. Or day 16 would be too late. So obviously he holds Yom Tkufa Maschel. You find Mefurish and Abraisa that Rabbi Yehuda holds Yom Tkufa Goymer. And number two, we have a Braisa where Rabbi Yehuda, number one, holds it's not totally in 16 days, it's totally in 20 days, which means it's not totally in the ganze Chag HaAsif, it's totally in Mixas Chag HaAsif. And to make things more complicated, in that other Rabbi Yehuda, you see, Rabbi Yehuda holds Yom Tkufa Goymer and not Yom Tkufa Maschel. Either way, we mentioned the second Braisa, which again has different opinions as it relates to what it means that Mipnei Atkufa, we're going to be Ma'abed Hashana, and the Gemara now is going to analyze this Braisa in greater detail. So again, what were the five shittas of the Braisa? Let's just get this clear. The Tanakhama says, that sounds like the Rabbi Yehuda, the original Rabbi Yehuda's, just 16 is good, but when it's day 17, that's when you have a problem. Rabbi Yehuda says, Shtei Yodis Pachoydish, right, 20 days. It's because he holds like the original Rabbi Yossi L'chayre and Yom Tkufa Goymer. Rabbi Yossi says in a very convoluted way that it's totally in day 21. Right? Day 21 is fine. Day 22 is when you have a problem. Rav Shimon Tzim Tzveitim seems to be the second time of the Braisa that says that it's totally in day 16, 17. Meaning day 16 is fine. Day 17 is when we have an issue. And then Acherim throws a little monkey wrench. He says 14 days. Either way. So Amar, Rabbi Yudam, Rabbi Yudha said, Shtei Yodah Yisbach Choydash Esrim Yoyim. Now Rabbi Yossi said, Mechashm Shishasa Yoyim Lufnei HaPesach Ma'abrim. Hainu Rabbi Yehuda. Right? Isn't Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi saying the same thing? Again, Rabbi Yehuda said Shtei Yodes Pachoydish, which we said means, right, 20 days. Rabbi Yossi said that you start looking at how far Kufas Tevis is going into Chodesh Nisan. If it's going to land on day 17 of Chodesh Nisan, Yud Zayin Nisan, that's when you have a problem, because if you count 91 and another 91, you can end up 20, 21, 22 days in. Isn't it the same sheet? The Gemara says, no, it's not the same sheet. It's like we just said, Yom Tkufa Goymer, Yom Tkufa Maschel, Ikebe Nayo. The Nafkemina is, do you hold Yom Tkufa Goymer, or do you hold Yom Tkufa Maschel? According to Rabbi Yossi, if the new Tkufa is going to fall out on day 21, it's fine, because Yom Tkufa is Maschel. According to Rabbi Yehuda, if it's going to fall out on day 20, it's not going to be fine, because he holds Yom, day 21, it's not going to be fine. It's because he holds Yom Tkufa Goymer. When would it have to fall out in order for it to be fine? Day 20. But day 21, what do you mean? Day 21, even if you hold, you need Mixas, you have Mixas. Yeah, but Yom Tkufa is good. And because Yom Tkufa is Goymer, it's not going to be okay. See, right, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi in the second Braisa are saying the same thing. The nuance is Yom Tkufa Goymer, Yom Tkufa Maschel. Oh, Mamar. Now we're going to analyze Shitas Rabbi Yossi. What Rabbi Yossi? Shisha Aslefnei Achag Ema'ab. That was the second part of Rabbi Yossi, right? What was the first part of Rabbi Yossi? The first part of Rabbi Yossi, again, Rabbi Yossi and the Braisa. So mechashvin shisha also lefnei haPesach ma'abrim, shisha also lefnei haChag e ma'abrim. Shisha also lefnei haPesach ma'abrim means that if the tkufa of Nisan is going to fall out on Yud Zayin Nisan Yema'aber. Because if you count 91 plus 91, Rashi said, you're going to end up with Kufas Tishrei falling out on Chav Beis, and that's Rabbi Yossi Shita, it's already going to be too late. Okay, if, however, it's Shisha Asa Lefnei HaChag, but if Tkufas Tishrei is going to start, Yud Zayin in Ma'abran. Right, just what are the words? If it's going to start Chav Beis Ma'abran, if it's going to start Yud Zayin, in Ma'abran. If Yuma'abr only when it starts Chav Beis, that means not only Yud Zayin Ayinat Ma'abr, Yud Zayin Yud Ches Yud Tes Chav Chav Aleph, right? This, you don't even have to be holding in the Cheshmet, it just doesn't make any sense. If it starts Chav Beis, problem. If it starts Yud Zayin, not a problem. What about Yud Ches Yud Tes Chav Chav Aleph, right? It's a little bit tricky. So the Gemara says again, Om Amar, Shisha Asa Lefnei HaChag, Eimar, El Rabbi Yosi, Shisha Asa Lefnei HaChag, Udoloi, HaShivser V'tmeser, Ma'abr V'Amar, Shisha Asa Lefnei HaPesach, In Batzoloi. The first part of Rabbi Yosi already said that the only time you Ma'abr is if Tkufas Nisa starts with Zayin Nisa, which means that Tkufas Tishri is going to start on Chav Beis. The Gemara says, no, Idi V'Idi, Ein Ma'abr. Really, according to Rabbi Yosi, we know Rabbi Yosi Shita. Rabbi Yosi was consistent in the way Rabbi Yudah Mashmu brought it. And the way the Braisa brought it, he was consistent that he holds Yom Tkufa Maschel. Rabbi Yossi is very, very consistent. He holds that the only Tanya Ma'aber is if the new Tkufa is going to fall out on Chav Beis. Anything earlier is fine. So why did he say, Shisha Asa Lefnei HaChag in Ma'abrim? It's not only Shisha, it's 17, 18, 19, 20, and 21. He could have said that. He would have said it. He should have said it. Abba v'aydi d'tana reisha, poetic symmetry, right? Being that the reisha said shisha asa lefnei ha-pesach, because that's when you know yet to be ma'aber. So shisha asa lefnei ha-pesach yema'aber. So to be consistent, he said, oh, shisha lefnei ha-pesach, yeah. Abba t'ana nami shisha asa lefnei ha-chag, that's no. But it's not just shisha asa lefnei ha-chag, no. It's yud zayin, yud ches, yud tes, chof, and chof aleph as well. Reb Shimon was one of the shitas in the Braisa. The fourth sheet, and what did Reb Shimon say? Av shisha asa lefnei ha-chag ma'ab. He said 16 days, and that's when you start running into a problem, right? 16 said, Fedor, hey, the Tanakama, isn't that the Tanakama? Right? The Tanakama said, Ey ma'abris ha-shon, elm kein hoyset tkufa kasei rubish al-chodesh, v'kam rubish al-chodesh, shisha asa yoyim, which means if tkufas tishrei falls out on your zayin, that's when you're ma'abr. Reb Shimon says, Av shisha asa lefnei ha-chag ma'abr, which means if tkufas tishrei falls out on your zayin, that's when you're ma'abr. So the Gemara says, Ike be'na, you know what the nafkamin is, yoyim tkufa maschul, v'yoyim tkufa goymer. The nafkamin is going to be whether you hold yoyim tkufa maschul or yoyim tkufa goymer. Meaning, what happens if the tkufa starts on tez zayin? Meaning, what if it starts on that actual day? Is that going to be good or is that not going to be good? According to one, it's going to be good. And according to the other, it's not going to be good. That's the discrepancy between the Tanakam and Reb Shimon and the Braisa. And then the Gemara says, V'loi Misaymi. We don't know who holds what. Meaning, sometimes Rashi says, V'loi Misaymi, the taitch of the word, Ain't Simen, Ezemehem Komash, Shish Asa Chaseir, B'Yuzayin, Tipa Ma'abrim, Avov Nafabu Tezayin, E Ma'abrim. And which one holds the other way around? Meaning, sometimes there's a Simen, there's like a clue in the words of the Tana. He said it this way, he said it that way. And that is the Simon of Milsi for us to know who holds. What? In this case, it's V'loi Misaymi. There's no real way of knowing who said what. Acherim was the last sheet in the Braisa. They said Miyutai. The Kama Miyutai, Arba Asar Yoy. Right? Those are the words of Acherim. According to Acherim, it's Tali and Miyutai. And Miyutai means 14 days. So the Gemara says, Maika Savri, 14 days. Like, what does that mean? Ika Savri Yoyim Tkufa Goymer. If you're going to tell me that Yoyim Tkufa is Goymer, V'kulei chag b'inon. And you're going to also hold that you need the entire yontif. Ha'ika, you have it. Meaning, you're telling me basically that if it's going to fall out on day 15, it's going to be a problem, right? Miyutai means 14. 14 means is if it infringes 14 days, you're okay. It's when it infringes on day 15. If the nut kufa falls on day 15, that's when you have a problem. In the worst case scenario, meaning, take the both chumras that we had in our sukkah. Chumra number one, you need the whole chalamayt sukkah to fall out in the new tkufa. Chumra number two, the day that the tkufa starts is considered part of the previous tkufa. Okay, so if you need the entire yontif, that means you need that tez zayin tishrei should already be the new tkufa. Okay, even if tez zayin tishrei is too late, but if the new tkufa starts on tez vav, so Tez Vav is from the previous Tkufa, which means that Tet Zayin is already the new Tkufa. So how could it be a problem? Meaning, even if you hold Yom Tkufa Goymer, so the first day of the Tkufa really belongs to the Friyadig Tkufa, and you hold Kulei Chag Bina, and you need the whole Chalamay. Oh, you have both. Check, check. So if that's the case, what could be this issue where if the new Tkufa starts on Tez Vav, that could be a problem. Right? In the worst case here, you need the whole Chalamay Tzokas. And day one doesn't count. Okay, but here day one is Tez Vav. So by the time Tez Zayin, which is the first day Chalamay Tzokas, comes, right, day two. So for sure it should be okay. So to answer this question, the Gemara is going to give two possibilities. Omer Rav Shmuel bar Rav Yitzchak. Shmuel Rav Yitzchak said, Acherim betkufas nisan kaimi. Whoa. Acherim had a whole different understanding of Tkufa. Tkufa doesn't mean Tkufas Tishrei, meaning Tammuz infringing upon Tishrei, but it means Tkufas Nisan. It means Teves, the winter, infringing upon Nisan. The Chassid, because the Pasuk says, Shamar es Chodesh Aviv. And we learn from there, Shamar Aviv Shal Tkufa, Sheyehe B'Chodesh Nisan. We need Aviv Shal Tkufa. We need the beginning of Chodesh Nisan, or the beginning of Tkufas Nisan, to be in Chodesh Nisan, which for our purposes, Zakr Ashi, doesn't just mean the month of Nisan, but means the first part of the month of Nisan, when the Levana is in the process of Chidusha, when you're at a time that if you want to be Mekadosh the Levana, this is something that you're allowed to do. So again, Shamar es Aviv Shel Tkufa, make sure, heat, right, observe the Tkufa of spring, which is Tkufas Nisan, when Chodesh Aviv, that it should fall out, it should align in the early part of the month of Nisan, when the Levana is Bechidusha, which basically means that it has to be up until day Yodalet. Because once it's day Tezvav, at that point, the Levana has already been Meluai, and at that point, it's going to be too late. So it's for that reason, the Acherim were of the opinion that what's the cutoff? It's Yodalet. So if it's going to fall out on Tezvav, which Tkufa? Not Tkufas Tishrei. We're not talking about Tkufas Tishrei. In the world of Tkufas Tishrei, we're downing Chagos, but that's not what's going on in the Sugya. What's going on over here is Tkufas Nisan, and it's a completely different din. It's not Chag of Tkufas Hashana. It's Shomer es Chodesh Aviv. And what you need is that Tkufas Nisan should fall out during the Chodesh, the Chidusha part of Chodesh Nisan, and that's Yudalid V'ad B'chlal. But once it's ready Tes Vav, at that point, it's going to be too late. But the Gemara asks Akasha. So you're basically telling me, Acherim, if you make a Cheshbon and you see that the Tkuf of Nisan is going to fall out on Tes Vav Nisan, you add a full month, right? That's what it means. They were ma'abed Hashanah b'pnei Tkufa. I have a much better idea. V'la'abri la'adar, just add another day to Chodesh Adar. Why adding a month? Wouldn't it be simpler to add a day? Now, you're going to ask me, why don't we ask Kash until now? When you're handling Tishrei, so why don't you add a day? So Rashi asks, Kash, Rashi asks, because we're not ma'abed El. We don't add a day. So because we don't add a day, so good. We're not learning the sugyan. I mean, we are, but we're not. And it's for that reason we don't do that, and that's not a question. But if we're handling Adar Freit Gemara, why can you do this? Amar Rav Acha bar Yaakov, Rav Acha bar Yaakov said, you're right. You have to tweak a little bit what exactly Acherim meant. And that is Tana. The Tana, this price as an Acherim, Milmailo Lemata Kochashiv. When he said Yudalit, he didn't mean the 14th day of the month. But rather, he meant 14 days in the month, and not 14 days counting 1 through 14, but 14 counting from the top of the month to the bottom. 30, 29, 28, 27, 26. V'hachi kamer, this is what he means to say. Ad mi'utai mi'aber. Ad v'loy ad b'chlal. Mi'utai, we would be ma'aber. V'kame mi'utai arba asiyayim is 14 days. So what does this mean? So let's see Rashi inside. Dibra maschel, tonu. Tono da acherim mil malo lamata kachash v'achi kamer ma'abrim ad miyutei v'loy miyutei b'chal kloimer, you need a kloimer in techzar tkufas teves. If tkufas teves, again, we're still going teves into Nisan. If it's going to be lacking yud ches yomim, 18 days, or yud zayin, or 17 days, or tezayin, or 16 days, or tezvav, or 15 days, v'tkipol tkufas Nisan b'yoyim tezayin, and tkufas Nisan is going to fall out on yoyim tezayin, ma'abrin, at that point, we're going to be ma'abr. So if tkufas teves is infringing on Nisan, how many days? 30, 29, 28, 27, 26, right, all the way down to 14 days, which means that Tez Zayin is going to be when Tkufas Nisan is going to fall out, that's enough to be Ma'abar. Avlam Chosre Yudalit, V'nofel Tkufas Nisan B'tez Vav, Ein Ma'abar. If, however, it's Tkufas Nisan is going to fall out on Tez Vav, at that point you're not going to be Ma'abar. And the reason is, the Ma'abrim La'adar, because then Enechanam, you could push off Adar one day, V'tipo Tkufas Nisan B'yudalit, and that will be your way of getting Tkufas Nisan to fall out in Yudalit. V'yoyim Tkufa Maschel, V'yasa Pesach, B'tkuf Chadosh, you'll be able to make the carbon Pesach, B'tkuf Chadosh. So again, the bottom line is, the Gemara is saying that Acherim means what we thought Acherim means. And that is, we're dealing with Teves into Nisan. And what we need is that Tkufas Nisan should fall out bechidusha. What does it mean bechidusha? It should fall out in the early part of the month. It should fall out by Yudalit. Now, if we make a cheshbon that it's going to fall out on Tezvav, so that's already a problem. But you don't have to be ma'abed Hashana, because for that all you need to do is to be ma'abed Chodesh. The only time it's actually going to be a problem is if you make the cheshbon, you see it's going to fall out on Tezayin. Now, even if you add a day, it's not going to be enough. Why is it not going to be enough? Because adding a day is just going to back it up to Tezvav, which is still a day late, and it's for that reason, then you're going to have to be Ma'abed Hashanah. So again, the Cheshbin is, the methodology of Acherim is completely different than the methodology of the way all the other Tanaim saw it, different than the two Reb Yehudas, different than Reb Yossi, different than the Tanakam of the previous Braisa, different than Reb Shimon, right? It's different than all the Shitas. It's totally not in Tammuz and Tishrei, but it's totally in Teves and Nisan. The kasha was, you're off by a day, and Chanani. It's only going to be a problem when you're off by 2 days. Yeah, but you said you dalit. So if you said you dalit, it means all you got to do is push it off to Tezvav, and then you're good to go. When he said you dalit, it didn't mean yom you dalit. It means if you're counting backwards, you're going to end up, if you count 14 from 30, it's going to end up being on day Tezayin. That's when it's going to end up being an issue, because if it's Tezayin, even if you add a day, you're still going to be a day. Ravina said, nah, they don't have to make that whole cheshbon in Acherim. Loilam Acherim, but Tishrei Kaimi. Acherim is also going in Tishrei. Acherim is not going in Nisan. Because Sabri Acherim, Acherim hold, Kulei Chag Be'inon. Acherim holds that the impetus of being Ma'abed Hashana B'tnei HaTkufa is the same as the previous Tanan. It's when Tammuz infringes too much on Tishrei, but whereas Sai Rabbi Yudah, Sai Rabbi Yossi, and Sai Rabbi Shimon, and Sai Tanakama, all those Tanam held, that what does Chag Ha'aseh B'Tkufas Hashanah mean? It means Cholam Moed Sukkis has to align with Tkufas Hashanah. You know what Acherim holds? Acherim holds it's the entire Yontif. The Yontif Rishon, even Yontif, the first day, Freit the Gemara, Ay Chag Ha'aseh K'siv, doesn't it say Chag Ha'aseh, where it says Chag Ha'aseh Man Asifa? I mean, according to Acherim, it's not telling Cholam Moed, it's telling the entire. Why do you think Cholam Moed? Because Chag Ha'aseh, when is the Zman that you could do the Asif? And the Chanami, but what we mean is the Yontif that falls down the Zman of Asif. So in the event that Tez Vav Tishrei is going to be the first day of the Tkufa, it's going to be a problem. What do you mean? At the end of the day, in the worst case scenario, you hold Yom Tkufa Goymer, but that means Tez Zayin is already the first day of the new Tkufa, and it's perfect. Chag Ha'aseh Tkufas Hashanah. The Teretz is, because he holds, you need the whole Sukkis, and Tez Vav is too late. He also must be of the opinion, Zakrashi, that Yom Tkufa is Goyim, because Yom Tkufa is Maschel, and it starts on Tez Vav. Okay, so you have the whole Yom. Teretz is Yom Tkufa Goyimer. You need not the whole Cholam Moed Sukkis, you need the ganze Yom Tkufa Sukkis, and it's for that reason, that's when we're going to be Ma'abed Tkufa. So the bottom line is, if we went back to this Braisa right now, and daf yud alef from the base. Tanu rabbanon al shloitsa dvarim ma'abrenas hashana ala aviv val peres o ilon val atkufa. Rashi said, what does it mean al atkufa? It can mean either Tammuz is infringing upon Tishrei, or it can mean Tevis is infringing upon Nisan. Really, what emerges is that there were many shitas in terms of how this works. Ruba de ru, every single shita except for one pshat in Acherim holds that what does it mean mipnei atkufa? It means that tkufas Tammuz is infringing upon Chodesh Tishrei. What does it mean it's infringing? Either the first day Chol HaMoed Sukkis, the last day Chol HaMoed Sukkis, or maybe even the first day of Sukkis is still Tkufas Tammuz. That's when we have to be Ma'abed Hashanah. There was one opinion, Aliba Da'acherim, that it's not totally in Teves, and it's not totally in Tammuz and Tishrei, but rather what it's totally in is in Teves and Nisan, and that would be based on the drasha of Shamar as Chodesh Ha'aviv. Stating that, I just think it's kedai to read one Lashon HaRambam. And this Rambam is in the beginning of Perek Dalet Halacha Aleph in Hilchas Kiddush HaChodesh. And really, it's a little bit of a sikum on the sugyas that we were just learning. The Rambam says as follows. Shana meuberes hi shana shemoisifin b'chaydash. A shana meuberes is a year that we add a month. Ve'ein moisifin la'olam ela ada. And whenever we're moisif a chaydash, we're always moisif ada. Ve'oisa noisa shana shnei adarim. And a year that we're moisif a ader ends up having two aders. Ader rishon v'ader shen. Ne'ma moisif a chaydash zeh. Why would we go ahead and we'd be moisif a chaydash? Mepnei zman ha'ofif. It's based on the spring season. So that Pesach should fall out during the spring. As the Pasuk says, because we want that the Chodesh of Aviv should be in the Zman of Aviv. And sometimes, if we wouldn't add a month, right? Pesach could be all over the place. So to make sure it's not all over the place, this is what we did. There were three simonim for which we were ma'abed shana. Al atkufa, v'al aviv, al peiros ha'ilan. Sounds familiar? It's the price on Daf Yud Aleph on the base. So the Rambam Ketzad, Bezdin Mechashvin V'yoyim. Bezdin makes a cheshvin, and they know, Im Tia Tkufas Nisan, B'shisha Asa B'Nisan, Oy Achaz Man Zeh, Ma'abr Noisa Hashonah. They make a cheshvin to see if Tkufas Nisan is going to fall out on the 16th day of Nisan or later, and based on that, they're Ma'abr D'Shonah. V'yasu Oysoy Nisan, Adosheni. And they're going to make that Chodesh Nisan instead of a Nisan into a Ador Sheni. So Pesach should fall out b'sman ha'aviv. V'al simin zeh soimchin u'ma'abrin v'ein choshin l'simin acher. And if this simin plays itself out, Bezdin's ma'abed hashana, and they're not even concerned about any other simon. V'chein emro, Bezdin shatayin lo yigi ha'aviv, el adayin ofel hu. Or if Bezdin sees that the new tfuah is not blooming, right, it's taking its time. Or if the fruit that usually would blossom during this time of year hasn't blossomed yet, Bezdin will rely on these two simonim, and they're going to be ma'aber d'shana. And even if the tkufa falls out before shish osa l'nisan, meaning the tkufas are aligned, it doesn't matter. This is enough to be ma'aber. And then the Rambam goes on. So Moran Agriz, the Briskerov, in his Sefer on Kiddush HaChodesh, right? So the Briskerov, we know, wrote a Sefer on Rambam. Briskerov wrote a Sefer al HaTorah. And there's also the small Sefer, sometimes referred to as the Kuntres, but there's a small Sefer which has pieces on Kiddush HaChodesh, Yuma, and Sukkah. So in the Briskerov's first piece on Kiddush HaChodesh, he's Meirich, very, 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 very long, on this Rambam right here. And he says, in their Rambam state, a Dover Nifla, that's a game changer in terms of understanding Ibur HaShana, if you want to go through this properly. And that is, the Rambam is Mavur. I'm just going to read the opening line of the Rambam again. Why would Bezdin ever add a month? And then the Rambam goes on and he says, he gives a three simon. Says Morna Griz, that in the Rambam it's Mavur, that there was one reason and one reason only that Bezdin was Ma'abed Hashanah. This gives a tremendous clarkite, and that is, Shomer es chodesh ha'aviv, sheyia chodesh zeb es mano aviv. And the Braisa says, al shloish hadvar ma'abram es hashana. Right, there were three things. Ala aviv, al peiros ha'ilan, ala tkufa. Listen to the way the Rambam describes the three things. What does it mean, ala tkufa? Bezdin mechashvin v'yoidim imtia tkufas nisan, b'shish asa b'nisan, oy achas man zeh ma'abram es hashana. V'yasa oysa nisan ad sheini kidei, why? What does it mean, ala tkufa? Sheyia pesach bezmano aviv. What are the other two things? V'chein emro bezin shadayin lo yegiya aviv. El adayin ofel hu. V'lo yitzamchu peiros ha'ilon shedarkon litzmayach bezman ha'pesach. This is all about the Pesach. K'dei shenyiu ha'peiros soimchen k'derech kol zman ha'aviv. So said the Briskerov, according to the Rambam, all three reasons are based on the fact of Shomer Chodesh ha'aviv. There's an inyan that you want Pesach and Chodesh Nisan to align with the zman of aviv, And that's what underpins all of the three primary reasons that Chazal gave us for which they were ma'abed Hashanah. If you look back at Rashi and Daf Yud Aleph on the base, Rashi clearly didn't learn that way. What did Rashi say? Ala Aviv. Okay, that's good. Right? You need that the tfua should be already nisbashel, it should be ripened during Chodesh Nisan. What does it mean? Al Peres Ilan, and Masacher Bishulam Yosem is man hot seres ma'abrin. Peres Ilan means Shavuos. No, Pesach. It's Shavuos. Shat seres man avos bikurim, because Shavuos is the time of bringing bikurim. Dechsevu b'yoyim akipurim. From lo yevien bevoy leregel tzarich letrayach falalis pamacheres. What does it mean? Alat kufa. So Rashi quoted our sugya. Rashi, that could mean it has something to do with Chodesh Nisan. But you know what else it could be? It has to do with Chodesh Tishrei, which is really our whole daf today, Shraid. It's all about Chaga, Osef, Tkufas HaShonah. But there's three independent reasons. One is that you need that the Oimer and all of that should already be in his bashel. The other one is that you have to make sure you're going to have ripe fruit when it comes time to bring the mitzvah, to do the mitzvah Bikurim. And number three, the Tkufas, which Ruba the Ruba of the Sugi of Tkufas has nothing to do with Pesach. It's more related to Chaga, Osef. It's related to Tishrei. But in the Rambam said, Mar Nagriz, it's Mavu, not that way. In the Rambam, it's full. It's all one Inyan. And the Inyan is Shomar. As Chodesh of, just to read it, B'lashayne Azov, Shalabrisker of, Hare Da Rambam Mefarish, the Bain Oviv, Ubein Tkufa, Uperiso Elon, Kulo Al Nisan Upesach Kaimi. It's all related to Nisan. And it's all related to Pesach. In fact, Ritzkirov said, if you medayik the Rambam, when he talks about the three things, the Rambam doesn't call it three reasons. The Rambam's lashon is the al shloisha smonim ma'abrin es hashana. Meaning, in aloch alef, the Rambam says, neimat loisif mechoydesh zeh mipnei zman aviv kidei she'eya pesach ba'os hazman she'neh mashomer es chodesh aviv. Then the Rambam Nalacha Bey says, "Al shloisha simonim abrinas hashanah." Meaning, there's three simonim, there's three ways of knowing whether everything is aligned. There's three simonim, like three edim, three aichachos to this inyan. The tkufa, okay, that's the easy one, but it's not just the tkufa. If you look at the peiris, are they being the special or not? And by the way, you can know it from the tfuah, and you can know it from the peiris. Peiris not related to shvuas. Peiris, where they're holding in Chodesh Nisan, is aichas simin, whether or not we're being mekayim right now, shomer es Chodesh Aviv. Because the tanch of Chodesh Aviv means that the season needs to be playing itself out in the proper way. So, is it playing itself out in the proper way? Number one is the moon and the sun align properly, the solar year and the lunar year. Okay, that's Aleph. That's the easiest one. But additionally, look at the peiros, see where they're holding. And you can see it from the tfuah, which is nisbashel, ordinarily in Nisan. And you can see it from the peiros that are nisbashel, ordinarily in Sivan. It's irrelevant. But there's a simon of where it's supposed to be holding in Chodesh Nisan, and depending on where it's supposed to be holding in Chodesh Nisan, that will be the determination. What's the makar to the Rambam? So Beskrof said, that's poshet, because what's the makar to Ibur Shana? Shomer is Chodesh Aviv. That's the makar to Ibur Shana. So if Shomer is Chodesh Aviv is the makar to Ibur Shana, so it's poshet, that's the makar to the Rambam. That's how the Rambam knew that the only thing that really matters is Chodesh Aviv. But the point is, there seems to be a very fundamental machlokes rishonim in terms of the primary reasons that Beis Din used. Now, there were secondary reasons, as we know. But the primary reasons that were used in order to be ma'abr d'shana, in the words of the Braisa, al shloisha dvar ma'abr nesashana, al ha'aviv, al peiros se'ilam, val atkufa. If you learn the sugya the way Rashi and Tosfos learned the sugya, aviv could be Pesach, peiros could be Shavuos, and tkufas hashana could be Sukkos. According to the Rambam, aviv is Pesach, peiros se'ilam is Pesach, Tkufas Hashanah is Pesach. It's all based on one Zach. Shomer is Chodesh Aviv. You need that when Pesach falls out, it should be in this man of Aviv. Everything else flows from there. This Briskerov, again, is in Sefer, and it's several pages long, and the Briskerov, he goes through mamish the entire sugif. So if you wanted to go through Yud Amid Beis, Yud Aleph, Yud Beis, Yud Gimel, a little bit be'ian, this is a highly recommended Ma'ariv Mogim. You go through the Rambam and in the Briskerov, the way he lays out these two dinim, these two completely disparate ways of viewing Ibur Hashanah. As you can see, we're leaving a very, very tall pile of rain on the table, something that Be'ez Hashem will get to another day.